wanted to just say something to Igor. So one time he said that I was the person who had the most like random sounds in the background, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't do anything. And then I edited my own podcast and I was like, what the f am I doing? Like, what are all these sounds? He was right. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But there are a lot of sounds. I think I'm just playing with things on my desk. Hello and welcome to episode 52 of Speak Beastie for December 31st, 2017. I'm Shannon.
I'm Lizzie.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
Woo! Woo!
Happy New Year!
Oh my goodness.
Happy Yay. New Year!
How did that happen?
Last ep of 2017.
It's crazy.
This year went by so fast.
And guys, we're 2 years old now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Time flies.
But guess what that means? It means it's no longer a year with no Fantastic Beasts.
Well, it is right now when we're recording it.
Well, I mean, theoretically. Now it's less.
The first people listen to.
It is less than a year to the next Fantastic Beasts movie now. It's
there it is.
November.
Hooray.
We're recording this episode, maybe the furthest ahead of time we've ever recorded an episode. And I'm very concerned that, like, Christmas Day, they're going to be like, here's the movie. I don't know.
I guarantee you, like, probably tomorrow.
And then this episode's going to come
out. Oh, a trailer?
A week later.
A trailer will probably come out. Yeah. And
we'll oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, crap.
Yeah, we're going to have to re-record this whole thing.
If it happens, don't be mad at us, guys. We tried to be proactive and do this ahead of time.
We're so trying to give Igor a vacation.
Yeah, we don't
let
want
the boy
Igor
have a holiday.
Holidays. Yeah, but first, edit 2 hours of us talking nonsense.
Yay! Right.
Correct. It's your final.
Guys, I listened. I was re-listening to parts of the first episode, and Ariel didn't say, and now for the Phoenix Register in the first episode.
Oh!
What?
Elena was like, now I'm going to hand it over to Ariel with the Phoenix Register.
Well, that's just not
You've been
right.
found out! You hear that, Ariel?
I think we need to record the first episode all over again.
Good plan.
Okay.
Just insert I'll be Ariel. That in there. Re-release.
Remastered.
Yeah, it's remastered.
With completely different voices, except for me.
No. First episode where Michael is everyone.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Right.
Remix.
You're onto something there.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Hey you! Yes you! The magical cats and dolls waving your wands like bean shooters in a caper. Looking to be on the up and up about Newt Scamander, famous zoologist and world traveler? No need for gossip at the juice joint. Just tune your ears to Speak Beastie. And now for as little as one dragon dollar a month, you can make Speak Beastie the Neasles Meow. Support the show at patreon.com and suddenly you're the big cheese, the real McCoy, with exclusive access to swell sneak peeks, bloopers, and behind-the-scenes features. But wait, there's more! Sponsors can also beat their gums at the joint with access to the Speak Beastie Common Room on Facebook. Now you're really on the clean sweep, flyboy. Get a wiggle on to patreon.com/speakbeastie to learn more about becoming a sponsor today. It's the Billy Wigs Knees and How.
So, for the Venus Register, we're officially 2 years old. Our birthday is December 20th, and that's when the first episode came out in 2015, and we're recording the next day, so it's December 21st. So our birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday to us.
Aww.
And
everybody now.
That's so crazy. This has been going on for 2 years. That's insane.
It's okay. Only eight more years to go.
Yeah.
Just remember, only eight
here.
More years to go.
It's gonna go so fast.
And that's terrifying.
It's honestly.
The fact that I can say 8 years is going to go really fast kind of stresses me out.
Yeah, how old will we all be?
To think, like,
oh crap, I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
Oh good. I'll be
it's so weird to think like we're gonna be doing this in 8 years, but I do know that in 8 years we're gonna be like, wow, has it already been 10 years?
I know. Right?
I will be 32.
I'll be 28.
I'll be 31.
I'll be math. I'll be 31.
I'll be 28. I'll still be in my 20s.
Wow.
No.
Haley. You're so adorable.
God.
Oh.
I remember when I was the young one.
I took your place, took your crown.
It's fine.
Also, next month, a couple of us are going to be at the celebration of Harry Potter at Universal Studios, Florida. Myself and Mike are going to be there. Actually, everyone on this episode is going to be there.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Right. We are.
Squad
yes.
up.
This is going to be great.
Everybody's coming to visit me.
See ya in a month.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to do some fun stuff while we're down there. We might do like lunch at Leaky Cauldron one day, where basically we'll just put up on our social media a time and a date, and we'll try to get like a big table so people can come and go. You know, we can always just like mention on Twitter like what park we're going to be in for the day. Maybe we'll hit up some rides, go to a panel. It'd be really cool to see everyone.
I want to do a scavenger hunt, and I'm saying it now on the podcast, so then we have to do it.
Perfect. I want to do that too. That sounds fun.
Don't put pressure on us like that.
I don't know what exactly. I'll just do it myself. If we don't organize it officially, I'm just going to like show up at the Leaky Cauldron with a list of these are things you have to find. Go. The winner gets something from my home.
A selfie with Shannon.
The winner gets a selfie with me.
I'm going to go win so I can get that.
Okay.
Last time I was at Celebration, I ran around the park while someone filmed me asking random questions, Billy on the Street style, and I got a lot of strange looks.
It was a good time.
I had one person who legitimately said, oh, she's doing that Billy on the Street thing. And I was like, get out of here. Don't ruin this. It's meta. Don't do it.
That's great. Last year was fun.
I don't remember what I gave out last time, but I gave out some kind of prize. So we'll come up with something really fun to do. For sure.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know who's coming to Celebration, there's some pretty cool kids who are coming. The twins, Weasley twins are coming, James and Oliver Phelps, Bonnie Wright's coming, good old Ginny. Victor Crumb is coming, which I'm excited about.
Let me tell you, I always forget
the actor's name. He's coming though. I better learn it before I see him.
Haley's gonna be like waiting there, like practicing his name.
I wasn't sure if you were gonna forget the name or if you weren't gonna know how to say it. I was like, it's one of these two.
One of the two.
I don't.
Stanislav Yanevsky.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, there it is. See, I don't know how to say it, so I wasn't gonna embarrass myself.
Good one, Haley.
I probably said it wrong.
Haley took one for the team there.
No, but also.
Don't forget the last person.
Yeah. Tonks is going to be there. So exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Oh. That's some good people. That's a good lineup. Because
that is a really good lineup.
I'm excited.
And I remember, like, two celebrations ago, like, you actually had a really good chance of, like, running into them around the park, just, like, hanging out. I remember, Amy, were you with me when we saw Katie Lung?
Yeah,
because remember we were in Nocturne Alley.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was with Cassie, one of our other writers, and like I was walking by and I saw this girl. I was like, that's definitely Katie Lang. And I was just like, Katie? It was cool. She stopped and like talked to us.
Oh, that's
and then,
nice.
Like, yeah.
So if you're going to be at Celebration, make sure you let us know, like tweet at us, Facebook message us. Give us an idea, because we definitely want to try and meet up with anyone and everyone, especially while we're down there for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then just some general Fantastic Beast news. We learned that production is all wrapped up on Crimes of Grindelwald, which means we should be anticipating a trailer sometime soon.
Right now. Give it to me. I want it. Did you see the little video that Allison put up with her?
That was so cute.
She's like... It's all wrapped.
She's adorable.
I love her.
I was wondering if that means the last, like, shot they did was of her.
I'm sure it does. Not that means anything, just a completely, it's filmed out of order.
It was probably a completely random, like, CGI shot or something.
Yeah, like...
But I was like, that's adorable.
Like, watch. The end of Deathly Hallows, like, where they just jumped into the fireplace. That was the last shot
yeah.
of Harry Potter films.
It's usually, like, some sort of green screen thing. It's, like, the last shot they do.
So anticlimactic.
Just watch. Yeah. It'll be, like, the movie ends again on Queenie, like it did with the first one, and that just becomes the theme. The film always ends on Queenie.
I'd it's just always that. Queenie breaking
Queenie's
her heart.
Queenie's the true hero.
She is. I love her.
Honestly, if the movies just slowly became about Queenie, I'd be down with that.
I'd be so down. Like, crimes of, not crimes of Queenie's.
If Newt has to be pushed out of the limelight for anyone.
Queenie.
So, in terms of trailer, in case it hasn't come out by this time that this episode drops, and if it does, then the next few minutes are for nothing. Oh well. But do you guys think there's a chance it'll premiere at Celebration?
I hope. I think that'll be too long, though. I think it's going to come out before then. But I remember 2 years ago when Fantastic Beasts came out, there was a, like...
A featurette,
behind
right?
Behind-the-scenes like featurette yeah. that they released at Celebration. So I think they're going to release something there. But I don't... I think that'd be huge if they released a trailer. That'd be insane.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll get, like, the little, like, teaser announcement trailer. Like, I don't know, maybe in the next week or so.
During this episode.
Yeah, right.
Get a notification on my phone.
Yeah, we're going to stop recording, and it's going to be like,
yeah,
guys.
We'll have the trailer.
That'd actually be kind of cool if it happened while we're recording, so we could live reaction.
Oh my god, and then you'd go, yeah.
That was so much pressure. I don't want to do that. Don't say that, really.
Next piece of news is we got a still from the film of Newt and Jacob. So it's like our first time really seeing Jacob, you know, Crimes of Grindelwald style, aside from the, like, cast photo that we got a while back.
All I have to say is, Newt, why are you still wearing the same thing again? Like, change your outfit. Boy, I
know Jacob's wearing a pretty cool coat.
Jacob looks great. I have no complaints with Jacob. I just need Newt to get it together.
I mean, not that Newt's coat isn't cool. It is, like, bro.
But, like,
well,
this is the
20s. I mean, Jacob's bakery is obviously doing super well. He's got money to spend on a wardrobe. Newt, I don't know that wrangling those Fantastic Beasts kind of...
The book's not selling very well.
Yeah, I don't think that brings in a good income.
Oh, gosh. It's probably, like, only... It's probably not even on their curriculum at Hogwarts yet, so no one's going to be buying it.
Right. So they can't crank up the price because it's a textbook.
Yeah.
Guys, do you want to hear my favorite joke?
Yes.
What's the difference between a park bench and a writer?
What?
A park bench can support an entire family.
Ooh! Yes. J.K. Rowling would disagree.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I say this as a writer. That's why I like it so much. I'm like, yeah.
So, the film shot, is that New York or Paris?
I think it's Paris.
I mean,
there's a word on a sign that ends in R-I-E.
True.
So that sounds French.
Yeah, like, I just don't know because I've never been to Paris. I'm going to, though.
And it looks kind of like this.
Oh, wait. That little thing in the background with the posters on it kind of looks like the thing in France Epcot. You know what I'm talking about?
I was thinking that. Oh, my God.
I don't know if that comes across in, like, describing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I understand that.
Yeah, so in the back of the picture, there's this little kind of dome with this all dome, these kind of pictures on it. And there's a similar one in France Epcot in the pavilion.
Yeah.
So I vote it is France.
All right.
Because of my Epcot knowledge.
There you have it, folks.
Jacob has made it to France.
They're at Epcot, actually. They're at Disney. Okay.
And it is now the 1980s.
Yes.
Jacob's carrying a bucket. Just an observation.
It made me think of the hat that Newt puts on him in the first
movie.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, that's what I
was wondering.
Newt looks concerned, but
Jacob looks confused. But
that's,
you know,
like,
we're back
usual.
To the old ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so reminiscent of the first film. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
Is it just me, or does this photo look like super photoshopped, like Newt? Like, he just looks real.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Got the biggest filter on it. Mm-hmm. Looks so dark. And I'm like, okay.
Like, just like Newt, just, even more than Jacob, just Newt looks like very not a real person.
Maybe that's because we're used to the actual colors of his clothes.
I guess.
So we're like, that's not what it looks like. Guys, I'm zooming in. I'm enhancing. In the window, there's a horse.
I saw the horse.
Yeah, I see it.
I saw the horse.
Fantastic Beast. That's a beast. That's a beast right there.
What if it's a unicorn?
Is it Mr. Ed?
It's actually a two-headed horse. Look at it. Like, that's not just a double reflection. Two-headed
horse. And Newt's looking over in that direction. He's like, ooh, a beast.
It's about the horse.
Must
yeah, he's
it.
Not concerned. He just got distracted by a horse.
He's like, let me put that in my briefcase.
This is like in the first film when they got distracted by the lion.
Yeah.
This time it's a horse.
And he's like, Paris is much more interesting than I thought it would be.
I hope this is just like them on another little adventure. Like, that was the best part of the first movie, is they're like little adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, wouldn't it be funny if, like, Jacob doesn't remember Newt, and Newt just shows up and is like,
come on.
Hey, you need to help me. And we just go through the whole first movie again. Except this time Newt's like, yeah, I
so
know.
So do you think that Queenie and Jacob are together right now? Do you think it worked
think
out
so.
When she smiled at him? It started a romance?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't know, like, if his entire memory is back or just a little bit or what, but I think that they're together.
I hope we get to see some of that, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we will. I mean, the group picture of them, he's, like, holding her arm. So they're, like, clearly.
Yeah. I just don't want them to, like, just jump in full force and be in a relationship and me, like, not having seen any of the road to get there.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. I'm gonna be kind of annoyed.
Yeah. It would be interesting if, like, he doesn't remember.
But he's like, you're cute, so why not?
Queenie is just trying, like, Queenie is just, has been spending these few months, like, trying to get him to remember and, like, befriending him and stuff.
That'd be so cute.
And that we're,
so
like,
sad.
In the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
But you could play it in a really cute way where it's like, well, obviously, I mean, he still likes her because he liked her before.
This is kind
of. He doesn't need to remember her to like her.
It kind of.
But, like, just, he doesn't remember.
Yeah, it's kind of like. Sorry to bring it up if some people are mad, but like Cursed Child, how Ron and Hermione, no matter what reality they're in, they're always in love with each other, you know?
That doesn't make me mad.
Good, because I love that part about Cursed Child.
If there's one thing I did enjoy about that Cursed Child, I think that is one of it.
Mm-hmm. It made me cry every time.
And then, last bit, there was an interview with Carmen Iogo, who plays Serafina Pickery. And she was talking about her involvement in Crimes of Grindelwald. She said her shooting schedule is very in and out, but she loves being a part of the franchise. Specifically, she said, it's always a long shoot on these films, so it's been a far bit of back and forth. I'm just excited to be a part of the ongoing sequels. It's a great franchise. So then when they asked how prominent her role is going to be in Crimes of Grindelwald, she admits that we'll be seeing less of her this time, which is not surprising, given how many other characters we're getting to know that are also going to be on screen. She said, in this one, maybe not so much of Serafina, but Serafina is the president of Makuza, so whenever we return to the U.S., I would imagine we get more of Serafina. But this film mostly takes place in Paris, so we get to see a sort of Parisian version of her. Any
that
thoughts?
That makes sense to me. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe what if they have kind of another one of those kind of, I don't know, not Senate meetings, but just they had that meeting of all of the different like ministers and presidents in the last movie, but they have one
like
in
almost
Paris.
Like the United Nations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have another one of those, but in Paris, because they had one in America
last time.
That would
be
cool. That'd
be yeah.
Right. Well, it sounds like, because she says that she's not in it as much, but that it's like in and out. So that sounds to me like she's in it more than one scene.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise it would be, yeah, I shot my bit and I'm done.
Right.
But it sounds like she kind of went back and forth a bit.
Well, also, a Parisian version of her doesn't necessarily mean her in Paris, that could also mean, well, yeah, like, what people in France think of her, like, their viewpoint of her.
Right? That's true.
Yeah.
Like a foreign politician.
Plot twist, she has a Parisian twin.
That would be awesome.
She's like, I'm the prime minister of Paris. I'm her twin.
That would be amazing.
That'd be ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
I had to think for a moment what, I was like, prime minister? Yep, that's what they have there.
All right. So that does it for the Phoenix Register for this week. Shall we go to the Owl Post, Amy?
Yes. So we got a few messages from you guys. Some of them are a little long, so I might have to condense. But this first one is from Jill. And she says, she's getting right to the point. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'll just get right to my point. I ship Dumbledore and Flamel.
I love this.
Now that you already say that, me too, Jill. Me too.
You said it.
This is so strong. I'm here.
I don't even need the rest of this statement, done, but yeah. I guess I'll read on.
I mean, honestly, I'm on board. Like, why explain?
She says, allow me to explain my reasoning. So listening.
You don't need to, Jill.
We know that they were good friends and worked closely together for a while, likely during the 1920s, as we are seeing them now. And even though Flamel married Perronel, it is unclear when they got together. So it's possible that they will not have met at this point in Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
I do want to stop there. Yeah, we and do say know. That they definitely have.
They because have.
They met at school.
They were born in like the whatever 1500s. And like he made the Philosopher's Stone and has been keeping them both alive.
True.
And also they said that but, they met at school at Beauxbatons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But continue. But still
we still mind. Love this.
Anyway.
Yes.
She says, I don't even necessarily want Flamel to have romantic feelings towards Dumbledore. I simply want Dumbledore to be able to have feelings for a friend who doesn't end up becoming evil and making his life so much more complicated. He deserves that much. Anyway, thank you for reading my thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, I just want Dumbledore having just all these crushes. That's all I want this movie to be. Hey, Newt, I want to show you all my crushes. Come here to Paris and I'll show you one.
Come on, you gotta meet Flamel.
There's one. That one's evil. Here's another one.
That one's evil. We're gonna have to deal with him later, but like first.
That was a bad time.
Sorry about
life.
That.
Oh gosh. Flirty Dumbledore. That's what I want in this movie.
Love it.
So, I don't think he'll be flirty, but it would be so much fun if he was.
Come on. Oh, gosh.
In our version, he will be. Okay, anyway. Thank you, Jill, for that. Now we all have a new favorite ship. So Max wrote to us, and he actually wrote to us back a while ago as well, and we discussed his theories on occlumency and Veritaserum and like how you would maybe be able to block them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he wrote back to us again, and he says, it's a lot easier to unsuspectingly drug someone with Veritaserum and get the truth out of them than it is to read their minds. I just took a look at JKR's old website again, thanks Web Archive, because I had realized I had forgotten something. Barty Crouch had been attacked before the potion was given to him and was still very groggy. Otherwise, he could have employed a range of measures against the potion. He might have sealed his own throat and faked a declaration of innocence, transformed the potion into something else before it touched his lips, or employed occlumency against its effects. So that's kind of interesting. So you could, I guess if you know it's coming, mm-hmm. you could do something to block it from getting to you.
That's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Just everything about everything.
We just need a whole book about how potions work. How everything works.
Yeah.
You mean like a potions textbook?
How it works.
Yeah. If you will.
So then Max also says, speaking of learning occlumency, we know that it's possible, but sadly not how easy or hard it is. So that also kind of plays into, I guess, how little we know about how this actually works. Mm-hmm. So he says Snape turned out to be a subpar teacher, and Harry didn't exactly try very hard. So yeah,
that was kind of stupid of Dumbledore to put those two together. Like, what did he expect?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Why didn't Dumbledore? Does Dumbledore not know it? What if he taught it to Harry? I guess he wasn't talking to him that one. I guess.
Yeah. That's
right.
That whole book. But I mean, why not get like a tutor? So
there's
he wouldn't have to pretend
other than Snape that knows occlumency.
So he doesn't pretend he's taking remedial potions.
Yeah. Like, are you really telling me McGonagall can't figure out occlumency? Like,
I believe she could.
Justice for my girl McGonagall.
So when are we gonna see McGonagall in Fantastic Beasts?
Like, when is she age-wise appropriate to be at Hogwarts?
I'm sure I've looked this up.
I don't think she is. I think she's younger.
She was born 1935.
Oh no, so she won't be. Too young.
Never mind.
No.
Because also you forget she's actually, I think she's young. She's younger than Maggie Smith is in the books, you know? Same way with, like, Snape, you forget that he's, like, 30. And not Alan Rickman's age, yeah.
That's just one of the things that I forgive because...
They're perfect, so it's fine.
They're perfect. Oh, Maggie Smith was born 1934, so not that different.
Oh!
Her birthday will have just passed by the time you're listening to this.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Happy
birthday. It's in a week for us. Happy birthday, Maggie Smith.
HBD.
83 years old.
Oh my goodness.
83 years young!
That's
Hardy!
Right.
Okay. Hardy!
Still rocking it.
Anyway, so Max's point was, so he says you'd probably have to be really, really, really good at legitimacy to keep Queenie out of your mind.
Sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
Or just be British, because then she can't understand you.
That too.
She's going to have such a problem when she goes to Paris. She's like, I can't understand anyone's accent.
Yes.
They, like, bring her along to be like, okay, Queenie, you're a secret weapon. She's like, I don't get it. I just can't. I don't get the accent. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of useless.
That has to happen.
Maybe she does that on purpose.
Oh, so
she doesn't know what people are saying. She's like, yeah, I just hear random French all the time, but...
I wonder if that's... Ooh, I just thought... I guess you could... If someone's, like, speaks a different language, I guess it doesn't matter if you can read their mind if you can't... You don't know the language.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know, because, like, you don't necessarily think in straightforward sentences. So she'd probably
like,
still
pick up
get,
on emotions.
Like...
Or is it,
like emotions and feelings.
Than...
Yeah.
I wonder. I never thought about that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But images wouldn't have an accent, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so...
Well, yeah. It's probably just, like, a combination of a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Next owl post we got is from Sophie. She says, hey guys, listening to the latest episode right now, and damn it, I didn't know Ewan McGregor was a dream Grindelwald for more people than myself. Him and Jude Law are kinda like the same for me, because I got to know them at the same time in my life, and I am all here for that. Also to Aurelia's idea of, oh whoa, I'm going to butcher this name.
Yeah, he's a German actor.
Okay, Matthias, I can get that. Or
yeah.
I don't know.
Intention.
Or just edit in.
We can only
saying it.
Yeah, we can only. We can only have Arya say stuff like this.
that guy who's German. He would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Sophie also says, I just feel betrayed and annoyed by the fact that the whole conversation has to be about Johnny Depp. I did not sign up for this. Us either. I want to know more about my babies, Tina, Newt, Credence, etc., and not that one guy who happens to be there. So true.
Girl, preach.
Yeah.
And she
That's like the problem. There's a lot of problems with Johnny Depp, but that's part of the problem is just like, if you guys had just like recasted him immediately, mm-hmm. then we wouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah. Right.
It would be over.
And it's like, it's way overshadowing all the rest of the movie, which is...
Yeah.
But the problem is, too, is that it's like, it's not with his character. Grindelwald is really important to Harry Potter. Like, super right. important. So it's not like he's right. going to be a small character. He has to be. Like, we have to talk yeah. about him. He's a big deal. And I feel like most of the fandom is very excited, and we've been wanting that plot line for a while to know what happened with Grindelwald and Dumbledore, so that's yeah. part of the problem.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, the way I feel about it, because I've never really said anything about, like, Depp since, like, this has all started, I feel the same way that I feel about Kevin Spacey. Because when I found out about Kevin Spacey and the allegations and everything that happened, and it's terrible and awful, and people should not have to deal with what went on, I was just angry. Not at the situation. I was just angry that this person acted in such a way that now it has the potential to ruin something I enjoyed.
Yeah. yeah.
And it made yeah. me and so mad.
That other people worked so hard on. You know? You think about all the crew, all the people that worked on it, and it's like, why does one person have to be such a jerk and ruin it and overshadow all the other people's awesome work, you know?
Right. Like, now Kate Spacey's not going to be in the show and whatever, mm-hmm. and they're, like, reverting the plot, and I would have been, like, overly thrilled had these plot lines been natural, but now mm-hmm. I feel like they're artificial. And it makes me even more mad. Like, I feel like I can't enjoy it as much as I would have liked to. And
it's kind of like, no, the problem ahead. Is, sorry, the problem is, like, was, this is no way I'm the same, like, this is just comparison. Right. It kind of sucks with Star Wars. It's kind of the thing where it's like, they have, the next movie is going to be, obviously, I feel like going to be taken out by the fact of, like, what are they going to do to fix the Carrie thing? Which is like, mm-hmm. that's not, has nothing to do with that. Carrie, R.I.P. lover. Gosh, it sucks. Yeah. It's just the same kind of...
But I know what you're saying.
You're going to have to... You'll be watching the movie and be like, something's happening behind the scenes that's taking me out of this film. Because
yeah, it's a frustrating
there's a force situation. Happening that has that no one has control over.
Which isn't to say, and I know none of you guys are like implying this, that like, oh, we... Our media is ruined and we are the sufferers of this situation.
No.
Oh, listen.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say that to be like, no, we know that, like.
Yeah, please go listen.
We're not the people.
To the last episode, episode 51, if you want to hear all the discussion about Johnny Depp. We talked about it fully in length. Last episode.
Not give him you the satisfaction really of another conversation about him.
So last episode was that, was that conversation.
All right. So, that being said, let's move on to main discussion.
Let's do it.
A lovely main discussion.
So, we have a 10 out of 10 great main discussion today. So,
I'm ready.
So, like,
I hope this main discussion isn't self-serving enough. You're like, the main discussion is great.
It's all about us. Because, guess what? We're 2 years old! Yay! It's so exciting.
We're going to celebrate.
And we're going to celebrate it. And we're going to talk about...
And it's New Year's Eve when you're hearing this. Mm-hmm. And it's time to celebrate...
Celebrate.
...the past and new beginnings.
New beginnings. Yeah. The future. What we were, what we will be. So,
new beginnings.
We're going to talk about all different things. But the first thing that we're going to discuss about the podcast are what are some of our favorite episodes and favorite moments that we can look back on with reminiscing with nice feelings that we loved. So one of my favorite episodes that I want to talk about was my first episode that I was on, because if you guys know, I'm a new host to the show, only about a few months now, but I'm new, yeah, but I've been guest hosting for a while now, because my first episode that I was on was episode 16, so I've been here, but I remember... But I remember what we talked about was the Ilvermorny story that had just come out on Pottermore. That's when it just came out. And we got to discuss it. And that was like the first time I was on the podcast. And it was such a big story that we got.
Oh, I loved
it so much. And we got to talk about Isolde and all the new... We actually understood what the houses were at Ilvermorny. And I became proud to be a Thunderbird. It was just, I love that story so much, even now. I felt like that was, after Chris Child had just come out, we just got that, and I remember reading that and being like, this is J.K. Rowling. I can see her in this story. I can see her storytelling in this. Whereas I did not in Cursed Child. So that was just like a really good memory for me. And I was really glad that that was the first thing I got to discuss on the podcast.
I guess one of my favorite moments would also be my first time guest hosting. It was the bonus episode right after the Fantastic Beasts pre-screenings. And we got to kind of just discuss the film. It was me, Lizzie, Elena, and Kat we were all on. So that was really awesome to actually get to vent a little bit and get all our feelings out in that episode. So
didn't we do that one spoiler free?
We did.
That was hard.
So we still kind of had to hold back, which was hard.
I remember that. I think I listened to that before I went and saw it.
Because you saw it at Lumos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to later.
Another favorite moment. This is way less serious. Ariel imitating Lane's dog in episode 50. Which I have it queued up. I don't know if this is going to work. But if you're curious, it's around the 4-minute mark in episode 50. And it was life-changing.
You can go and click on each of the pictures. What was that?
That was my dog.
I just heard like a...
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, Ariel.
So good.
We all need to reminisce it twice.
Lizzie, do you have one?
I do. So, some of my favorite Speak Beastie moments would also be the episode after the screening. Just in general, like walking out of the theater with Elena. Oh wait, no, Elena saw it the next night with us. She wasn't with us. Dang it! It was Amy, myself, Kat, and Catherine, actually. Right? There was no other MuggleNet staffer with us. Right, Amy?
Nope.
Nope.
No, just future managing editor, Catherine. And just that entire experience was really fun to, like, talk about it without, like, I don't know. There's something really jittery and exciting to, like, discuss it, but you still couldn't say all of its secrets. Also like New York
Comic Con knowledge.
New York Comic Con, that and our first live show, that was a ride. It was amazing. I just remember every day checking my phone and seeing how many people like registered, which didn't mean that they were like necessarily like gonna come. They had like marked that they were interested in coming and watching the number grow and grow, and like when it passed 100, I remember us all freaking out because we were like, we are not in a place for this is, we're not on that level for people to come sit and watch us talk. Usually we are just talking in the comfort of our bedrooms and no one looks at us and it's like, don't look at me. And I just remember like we all went and got lunch afterwards and there's just like this euphoric feeling. It's like that happened, that was like so cool. And like Amy, you were there, you saw us the morning of, like it was woof, what a time.
That was, yeah,
that was a time.
That was awesome, though. You guys did so good. I was so proud. I was the proud parent in the audience.
And then in general, like sometimes my favorite moments are just like listening to the other episodes, because obviously like we can't be on all of them. So just getting to listen to everyone else's thoughts. They're like, Speak Beastie episodes are always what I use when I have like a long car ride. If I'm like a behind on a few episodes, because there was a time when like I took a break from the site and I just was taking a break from everything. So it like gave me like a great amount to just like listen to afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, like, especially Newt Has No Chill. Like that episode still puts me in stitches. I love it.
We're so funny.
That's why people listen for the comedy. They come for Fantastic Beasts, stay for the comedy. Oh,
God. I certainly hope so.
Those are my favorite moments.
My favorite moments are always like when we come up with the title for the episode. we just say something really funny and that ends up being the title. Like, those are always just the funniest moments in the episode. But I was like, I think, I'm not going to like remembering specific moments or episodes, but I remember before the show started when we were like testing out all of the hosts.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember what we did was Ashley and Elena like assigned us each groups to record like 5-minute things with. And so I recorded like a 5-minute thing with Claire and Megan. And then me, Ariel, and Aaron recorded a thing. And it was so like weird to just kind of suddenly like, okay, we have to record with each other because we didn't all know each other super well. And like, even if like we had spoken to each other before, we hadn't necessarily like spoken in this dynamic of just three people. And so it was good that we did the test because it was like, let's make sure that we can actually do this. And so it was like going in, it was like, is this going to be terrible? And then it just went really well. Like, especially, it was supposed to be like 5-10 minutes. Aaron, Ariel, and I recorded for like 20 minutes. Like, I don't even remember what we were talking about. Each group was given a topic. And so I don't remember what our topic was, but I think we just like each picked a favorite beast or something like that. And we talked for 20 minutes.
Well,
and
I remember, when you start getting talking about Fantastic Beasts or Harry Potter, you just can't stop.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
And that's, it was like, we had never spoken like the three of us before, but it just immediately worked. And like, same with Claire and Megan, and released the tapes, Elena and Ashley. I want to listen to those again. I remember that we named our files Banana Sandwich, and I don't remember why.
What? That's my favorite part.
So that's the original, oh, funny God. Title of something.
That's this Banana episode's Sandwich. Title. There it is.
Throwback I
think,
Sunday.
I think the best thing about just like the Harry Potter fandom in general is that if you meet someone, it doesn't matter who they are, if you know them for 5 minutes or for 5 years. If you find out they like Harry Potter, you can just immediately get along with them.
Yeah.
Like, for example, at MuggleNet, we are all from different states, different countries, different continents. And sometimes I will just get on a podcast or be in a group message or a Skype with someone I don't even know. But then we'll start talking about Harry Potter. And it's like, okay, we're best friends now.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it was like, I don't know if, like, any of us had ever done podcasts before, other than maybe some of us had been on Alohomora.
Right.
So it was just, like, this new thing for all of us, and it was such a relief to, like, do these tests and be like, okay, this is gonna work. We do have a podcast here.
I think that'd be really fun if we released some of the test recordings, if they exist somewhere. Just, like imagine.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really enthusiastic, Shannon. You're like,
yeah. We were really funny.
Hey, you're the one who promised a scavenger hunt. Now we're promising these.
Yeah, if I just say things on the podcast, they have to happen. Like, that's just how it works. Unless Igor edits it out, but he's not, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so another question for some of the newer hosts, including myself, is when we actually started listening to the podcast ourselves. And me, myself, so I'm probably the newest to MuggleNet out of all of us, right? Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I think so.
So, yeah, definitely. Because I'm the young
one. You're a baby.
I'm the baby. I'm the baby here. And I started working for MuggleNet the summer of 2016. And that's around the same time that I started listening to Speak Beastie. And that's the same time I met it's weird, like, that I met all you then in 2016. Just, like, it's only, like, a year. That's nuts.
That's
I've only
so
known
weird.
You guys for, like, a year.
It's so, like, weird to me to think of, like, you, like, have joined the site, started listening to the show, and now are on the show.
Now I'm a host.
Like, after the show had already started.
Started.
That's just so wild.
It is weird, right?
That's how long we've been doing this.
that I'm a fan.
You too, listeners.
Can become a host.
Can be like Haley. Yeah.
Join the site. Join Speak Beastie. Be a host.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Living the dream.
I'm living the dream.
You must be swift as a coursing.
Yeah, I mean, I started listening back in the beginning. I was on the original Skype call when we were pitching a Fantastic Beasts podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I was interested in hosting, but I was in college at the time taking 21 credits and decided against it. Basically, our managing editor was like, so basically you have to have a lot of time. And I was like, okay, I'm out. But
But now here you are.
Yeah, I've been listening since the beginning because, I mean, a lot of my friends from the podcast, so supportive, you know.
See, you've been a supportive mom since day one. You're supporting it.
Guys, I'm basically like a middle-aged woman. It's fine.
I love it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Moms of the world, you're amazing. But, yeah.
But you're not quite there yet in real life, but you are in your soul. Okay, so this is a really fun question. So where were you guys when you first heard the news that these movies are getting made? Like, Fantastic Beasts is happening, you're getting more Harry Potter, oh my gosh, where were you? I want to hear one of yours first.
I remember this super well, because I was still an intern for MuggleNet. So this was like 2013?
Yeah.
That we found this out?
Yes. Yeah.
So I was still an intern just of like a few months. And I remember I was like walking on campus. It must not have been between classes because campus was like empty. Like I had gone to like go to the post office on campus or something. And I was next to the student union and I like saw like the tweet or like the post in our Facebook group or something that was like and then we had the whole site had like an emergency Skype meeting and I was like walking on campus just listening.
I can't believe that must have been nuts, because I mean to think about that. Yeah. So MuggleNet was kind of like, probably, man, we don't really have any more Harry Potter, but we're gonna keep going because everyone still loves it. And then guess what? We got new stuff. I can't even imagine.
It was crazy. What was
that Skype call like?
I was just like numb. And like, I wasn't like, I was only an intern. So like, I was on this Skype call just being quiet because I was like, I don't know, like, what to say? Am I allowed to say things? This is really exciting. And it was just like, oh my God. Like,
this is just everyone screaming? Because that's all I can imagine happening.
Yeah, I think so. And it was just like, it was just like planning for, okay, here's like what we have to be ready for, basically.
That's so amazing.
Was that like when you guys like decided to bring out a whole bunch more staff? Because like around that time is when a lot of internship notifications started going out.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. And then that's like when every intern, every intern in my group was brought on as full staff, I'm pretty sure. Mm. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, because I wasn't even with the site at that point, because I'm going to guess that like the flood of internship requests like going out on Facebook when I submitted my application was probably because the Fantastic Beasts stuff was happening.
Yeah.
But we actually have content now, so we're going to need people.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I wasn't brought on until the winter of 2013, and we found out in September 2013. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, we thought we were getting nothing else. We thought it was Deathly Hallows had come out in 2011, and we were sad, and we're like, how are we going to live our lives now? And now we never have
like
to.
Yeah, it was just kind of like,
it was like Pottermore. It was kind of like updated what the actors are doing, like.
And that's kind of what we were, too, at MuggleNet. We were like, oh, this person, Daniel Radcliffe's in a play, or, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And everyone's like, who cares?
So, I do not remember at all.
I know.
But I went and I Googled, like, when the announcement was, went onto my Facebook, dug up the receipts.
Oh my gosh.
So, September 12, 2013, I shared a photo from MuggleCast, and it was just a picture of the textbook, and it was like, breaking, blah, 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 blah. And all I wrote was, this feels like a trap. And then a few hours later, JK had, like, written on her Facebook, like, blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. Screenwriting debut, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote, I am so...
Is JK Rowling the teacher from Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I wrote, I am so in love right now. And then also that day was when Wizarding World expansion was confirmed. For spring 2014 opening, because then I wrote, hey, now, this is what dreams are made of.
This is what dreams are made of.
And then the day ended with me getting onto the dean's list at my school. So,
congratulations. Aww.
September 12th, 2013.
What a
good day. Good day.
Wow.
I'm like scrolling through my Facebook now. I want to know.
Let's all do this. Hold on.
Wait, it was September 13th, right?
12th.
12th? Oh, okay, good. Because September 13th, 2013, I said, have I ever mentioned my immense love for Keith Urban? Question mark. So that,
no, you haven't.
That wasn't the day. Okay.
I've just scrolled through all of my Christmas photos.
Oh, I found it. I found it.
What'd you say?
So I also shared MuggleCast's photo of the textbook cover. And I just said, yes. Yes! All caps. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Was that like, take that, everyone who said I was crazy?
Yes! Ha ha!
Only two people liked it.
The nerve. I remember so very clearly the moment I got this news. So, me, again, I'm the youngin'. I was a junior in high school.
Oh my god.
I am now a junior in college.
Crazy.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that? So, I remember so clearly. So what happened was, I live about 30 minutes from my high school on the bus, taking the bus home. So I sat down on the bus, I took out my phone, and I have, like, news alerts on my phone. And I remember very clearly it saying J.K. Rowling, and I thought, ooh, I love J.K. Rowling, let's see what this is about. Just thinking it's, like, a charity thing or whatever. And they were like, there are new Fantastic Beasts movies, there's, like, more Harry Potter happening. And I lost my mind. I for the whole 30 minutes home, I would not talk about anything else. I was screaming at my friend who was sitting on the bus with me. She does not read Harry Potter or like Harry Potter. And she's like, I mean, okay. And I'm like, you don't understand? Like, this is the best thing to ever happen to me. This is all I wanted. Like, what was I supposed to do? Just watch the Hunger Games? No. Like, that's where I was. All I had was the Hunger Games. And I love the Hunger Games, but I needed Harry Potter back. And it was, I remember I got home, I called my best friend, Brooke, who actually also works on the site now, and she's on a news team. And I was like, Brooke, we are going to see this movie, we're going to go to Universal, and we're going to watch it at, we're going to watch this movie at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and then we're going to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We planned it that day. That didn't end up happening. Something better happened. We went to the Lumos event together. So we got to see it together still. And, oh my gosh, I remember being so hype and no one knowing what I was talking about on the bus. And I'm like, you guys, Harry Potter! Fantastic Beasts.
Okay, wait, I think I have found September 12th on my Facebook. There's a lot of Candy Crush notifications I just scrolled through. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
I shared the MuggleNet article, and then I updated my status, all caps, new Harry Potter movie. And then someone, I guess, commented on my post and was like, what? And I was like, it's going to be based on... Wait, I have to click. Oh, but literally the top comment is W-A-T question mark. What? And I was like, it's going to be based on Fantastic Beasts. And someone else was like, don't mess with me. Are you serious? And I was like, this is completely true. I promise. And my friend Carrie commented all caps, just screaming, just, ah!
I feel like I didn't believe it. I feel like I didn't think it was real.
Yeah, I thought it was fake. Time.
I mean, my first post was, this feels like a trap.
Yeah.
It was a prank.
Accurate.
Like, my dreams
I liked
have come
Michael's
true.
Harley po-
I liked Michael Harley's post, which was first character in the Wizarding World that J.K. Rowling decides to write her debut screenplay for is a Hufflepuff. I'm just saying. That's right, Michael.
Dreams do come true.
I honestly didn't believe it was real. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
I'm just going down a rabbit hole because now I see I commented on MuggleNet's link. Because immediately someone wrote an article that was like the 10 magical creatures we most want to see. And I commented, I want an augury. So I was just on brand from the beginning. I want an augury. I still do.
That was just a crazy day.
Yeah, good times.
I remember after Deathly Hallows Part 2 just being like, it's done, it's over. And remember, oh my gosh, remember Deathly Hallows Part 2, J.K. Rowling's like, maybe I just will write another book. And we were like, really? And she's like, that was a joke. Yes. And I was like, I am emotional, you cannot play with me right now, Joe. But she came through in the end, so it's okay. I forgive her.
So the day after, I had shared article from a different website that wasn't MuggleNet, so I'm not gonna say it. I know. But I went and I clicked on it because I wanted to see like what it said, and this is the best, like, it doesn't exist anymore, the page is not there, but I got to the best like no page existing things. It was like, it's just been one of those days. Earlier you liked something witty on Facebook, but in reality it wasn't that funny. You then retweeted a comment from someone you ended up following, but can't remember why. And then it's like, it keeps going on. And they're like, you ended here. You clicked it. You ended up here. Nowhere. Right now, you are this dog. We've all been there. And it's just a dog sitting by itself in the middle of the snow.
Wait.
Yeah. So I was going to talk about something, but the article doesn't exist anymore.
Oh my gosh. I found in this article I wrote when we got the first trailer. I just thought that my intro was funny. I say, how on earth did time fly by so quickly? I remember the day the news came out that there would be a Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them film. I thought, not until 2016, that's so far away. I'll be so old.
Wow. Oh boy.
Oh gosh. Now we're like, we're going to still be podcasting in 8 years.
Yeah.
We'll be so old.
Oh my gosh. We will be old. And then we'll get our dreams, and then they'll be like, there's a Marauders TV show. And we'll be like, tight. And we'll have a new podcast about that.
Tight.
And I will run it by myself, and I'll just, it'll be a 24/7 loop of me screaming.
You said it on the podcast, so now it has to happen.
Let me tell you, if it does, if I do get a Marauders TV show, it will happen. Like, no doubt. I will just be screaming my entire life. Ugh, I want it so much. I also remember, oh gosh, I remember that day I got the Fantastic Beasts news. I was kind of reading it. For 5 seconds of hope, I thought it was, like, saying, a Marauders film is happening. That's what I thought it was, and I've been wanting, this has been my dream forever. And then I was like, okay, darn it, it's not Marauders. But yay, more Harry Potter. I remember I did have that feeling when I read it. I was like, darn it. But I love Fantastic Beasts. Okay, moving right along. So, to the extent of when we found out about Fantastic Beasts, do you remember your first thoughts when you heard that Eddie Redmayne was going to be cast as Newt's Commander?
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh.
Here's the thing. Lizzie and I and Elena were, I remember this vividly, because we were at MistyCon 2015.
We'll never forget.
Eating hot dogs, sitting on the parking lot because we were too lazy to walk to find a picnic table.
That sounds so good.
We had just invited Chris Rankin to eat hot dogs on the parking lot. Eat hot dogs with us. And he said no, he was going to go find a table.
So we get roasted by Chris Rankin.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, no, I'm going to go sit at that table. And we're like, well, we're just going to continue sitting
here. It's because he's British. He's too posh for that.
But anyway, there we were discussing Eddie Redmayne. And I remember being all like, oh, well, I love Les Mis.
Yeah, and then I was like, ugh, they're pulling an Oscar card. They picked an Oscar winner. Because they need hype. They need something for this movie to make it successful.
Oh, well, we did get an Oscar.
I know. Costume. Now we have one of our own.
Hey,
we don't need him anymore.
Get out of here.
As long as we don't lose Colleen Atwood, we're good.
That's why
Colin Farrell will now be playing the part of Newt.
That's why he won't change his outfit. He's like real salty about it.
Yeah. But I remember
this is an Oscar-winning outfit.
But yeah. I remember being really excited because, I mean, I was a fan of Eddie Redmayne. I think we were just saying, like, we would have never thought of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, that never would have thought of that.
I had the same thing. So I had the same thing with Eddie Redmayne as I did with Jude Law, which is that it never even crossed my mind to cast him. And then the second I got it, I was like, that is perfect. I love it. Because I also love Les Mis. And I was crazy obsessed with Les Mis in high school. I'm crazy obsessed with Les Mis now. I actually just bought the soundtrack, like, legit this month. And I've been replaying it on my phone. I love Les Mis. But I also originally remember seeing in news that there were rumors of Matt Smith being cast as Newt's commander. And that's who I was, like, behind for Newt. Which I think Matt Smith would have been great. But I like him in The Crown, and he can go be that. And I think Eddie is even better, though, than Matt would have been, so.
I just think it's so funny because, like, we had no idea what this character was like.
Oh, yeah.
So we had no idea if Eddie Redmayne was a good pick or not. We were just like, I don't know, like, he's been good in other stuff. Like,
he's a boy.
Don't know. Sure. Try it.
That's like, Eddie's the perfect Newt, but I was a little disappointed when he was cast because I was hoping for a more unknown actor and also a man of color because there should be non-white people in the movies, but Eddie's perfect.
He's great.
So
come out by then?
I think so.
I think so.
I remember I loved that movie too. I think it actually had, and I think that was like, oh, and he was great in Theory of Everything.
Yeah.
What did he win an Oscar for again? What was it?
He won it for Theory of Everything.
Oh, it was Theory of Everything.
Theory of Everything was 2014.
He was also nominated.
I think it had just come out.
Yeah, he was also nominated for The Danish Girl.
That's what it was.
He was also very good.
I was about to say, didn't he win for Danish Girl? Nope, sorry.
No, he's nominated.
But I do have to say, that was like a great piece of news for us to get at a fan convention. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I had spoken to Amy once before we went to that convention and it was at another smaller convention where she was like, yeah, you should like apply for MuggleNet. And I was like, yeah. Maybe like once or maybe someday. And I like missed the first two. And I was like, okay, I'm really gonna do it now. And then like 3 months later, she's like, hey, do you want to come to a con with me and drive to my house and sleep over and then we can go on this 10-hour road trip together? I was like, yeah.
I love how we like weirdly trust each other so much. As far as
right? I was like, where are you going? It's like, this girl's house in Binghamton. It's like, I don't really know.
Remember this year at Misty too, because I called you and you're like, okay, we're going to drive. We're going to pick you. You're like, I'm going to pick you up at the New York airport and we're just going to all drive. No, on the way home, we're like, we're all going to drive through Vermont. And we had like, a 4-hour road trip. And I remember when we were in the car, I just said, I know you people from the internet. How am I in this car with you in Vermont? Like, what's happening?
That was a great road trip.
It was. That was fun. That
deli. Oh,
that deli was so, that was deli. We got to go back.
All right.
That was amazing.
I wish, like, I went to these things.
You should.
But I don't, because I live in Orlando, so every year y'all come to me.
That's also
so why would I ever leave?
True.
You need to branch out.
Shannon, come visit me right now. You're literally probably a mile away from me recording.
Yeah, we're a mile and a half away from each other. So, I mean, okay.
So, yeah, basically, Eddie was like a what casting, and now we're like, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
We love that boy.
Yeah, he's... He's
and
perfect.
That love started with that first trailer.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I remember crying because I was like, it's just like Prisoner of Azkaban with the
woman.
Oh, my God.
I remember this because it dropped right in between two of my classes. This was, gosh, I was a junior in college? Or senior? Wait.
It was 2015.
Mm-hmm. I was a senior. Okay. And it was between, like, sales and English classes. And I just remember sitting, like, in this little nook in the student center with my laptop because I was, like, tasked with writing the analysis post for the trailer and, like, typing madly in between, trying not to put my caps lock on. And, like, I just think it's so funny reading through that article now.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, we just call it MACUSA. But in that article, I kept saying the MACUSA, like, every time I mentioned it, which is grammatically correct, but, like, obviously not how they say it in the film.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I remember this trailer, too. I was actually in Orlando when I saw it, because I was down here just on vacation. I now am living in Orlando for now. But I was on down here for vacation to see the Osborne Christmas Lights the last time and to go see The Force Awakens. It was right before, it was the day The Force Awakens came out. This trailer dropped. I remember that. Because I was in, I had Star Wars Leia buns while I was watching this trailer. I remember that because I was in my hotel room in Orlando about to go see Force Awakens. But I was like, hold on, Star Wars. You're going to have to wait for a moment because it's time for Harry Potter for a second. So, like, I think my Twitter that day is like Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. And then, okay, now I got to go to Star Wars.
Wait, you're saying the trailer dropped the same day as Force Awakens came out?
Yeah. Or, like, the day before.
Please.
Was it the day before?
Check yourself. Yeah, day before.
Okay, but I also went and saw the movie the night before. Like, I saw the movie.
No, it's just, you freaked me out because the night that Star Wars came out, the 16th, if it came out the 17th or whatever, right? Does that sound right?
I don't remember.
The trailer was December 15th.
Yeah, so because I went to see Star Wars on the 16th, like that night that it came out, and it was after Star Wars that Drew and I decided to be a couple. So, like, those dates are very locked in my mind. Okay. And you're like, December 15th, and I was like, am I wrong about our anniversary?
No, because I saw Star Wars the night before it came out, because I saw it, like, for a pre-fan showing thing.
So I had seen
it the night before it came out.
Okay, got it.
So I was seeing Star Wars that night.
Got it. Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks for fixing that timeline for me.
Don't worry, your life is intact. My bad. Also, side note, Last Jedi was so good. Back to Harry Potter. Join me on my Star Wars podcast that I'm starting right now.
Okay, I had to go check all these dates because I was like, wait. because we recorded the first episode of Speak Beastie.
Right.
The day the announcement trailer came out. And I was like, that couldn't have been the day before Star Wars came out, because the day that Star Wars came out, I was on a cruise ship. I was on a Disney cruise, and we saw Star Wars on the cruise.
What? They played on the... Sorry, this is totally off topic. They played on the cruise?
It was awesome. It was in, like, this giant theater, because it was, like, the stage show theater.
My gosh.
And there were not a lot of people in there, but it was just all the people who, when we got on the ship, we were like, when are you playing Star Wars? And they were like, right now. Oh, my God.
It's so amazing.
It was awesome.
Ugh, gosh.
Now that we all have that figured out.
Yeah, because that's when I first got my Twitter also, and I feel like some of my first tweets on Twitter are me freaking out about Fantastic Beasts.
I had shared the trailer and written, it's real. That's all I wrote. Got three whole likes
on
that
podcast
post, too.
About it.
It was real, real good.
It's shocking the sad amount of likes I got and, like, a lot of this stuff.
I know, right? Why don't people like Harry Potter posts more?
What's wrong
with
people?
Yeah.
Now I get, like, a bazillion likes because of all you people.
Yeah, my engagement rate has definitely improved.
Oh my gosh, I'm not there though, but I found the tweets of me actually seeing the movie. And I retweeted a GIF that says going to see Fantastic Beasts like the woman at the Titanic saying it's been 84 years.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
moving into that,
let's talk about the first time everyone got to see Fantastic Beasts.
Well, you guys got to see it in, like, cool ways.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's go in order. So, Lizzie, I think you got to see it first. And Amy, am I correct? You guys both went to that?
Yep.
Yeah, we saw it together.
I hated you
Yay.
Guys so much.
That was a wild ride.
That was crazy. Well, because we got to see it a week earlier than we thought we were going to.
Yeah, so we had bought the Lumos tickets together. We were like, we're going to go see it together. Woo! We were like, this is so exciting. We're seeing it before everybody else. Woo! Little did we know that our, like, boss would swoop in and be like, sup, New York City Press Week. We're like, what? Okay.
Sure.
I still have the water bottle from the hotel on my desk at work.
That hotel was awesome.
That's awesome. Gotta Thank say, you, Warner Brothers. If you have the opportunity to stay in a hotel where Warner Brothers pays for it, do it.
Holy
oh,
crap.
Oh, okay, please. So sign hotel, me up. I'm here.
When we got to our room, first of all, we like were way out of place in this hotel.
Oh my
like,
God.
It was super fancy. But then we get to our room, we open the shades. Our view is Macusa.
Oh, yeah.
Not oh my gosh, kidding. Really?
I forgot that.
Like, it was the Woolworth building, yeah. Was right outside our oh window.
God. Look, That's they amazing. Did their research.
It was so cool.
There was like
they knew you guys were super on fans. Everything.
Remember, like, what was?
Yeah, like the logo.
Yeah,
had, like this little like beast. It was at the Beekman.
Yes,
Beekman Hotel.
Yes,
and it had like this little like dragony type thing on the logo.
There was like a chandelier, cool. Also, wasn't there? We were like, this is concerning.
Yes, there was a chandelier. There was water that was, like, super fancy and, like, glass bottles.
Do you still have the video of me, like, freaking out about the chandelier?
And the water, yes.
Yes, and the water. We weren't, like, escorted upstairs or anything, but we, like, obviously private theater. We had to, like, check in. We had to, like, did we have to, like, put our phone somewhere? No, we didn't have to do that. We don't. No. We just had to, like, turn off our phones and everything. They gave us free popcorn. That was exciting. I remember being pumped about that. I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And before the film started, someone, like, came in and was like, oh, thanks for coming. You know, they were talking about the press embargo. They were like, oh, this lifts on this day, blah, blah, blah. You can take notes, just, like, no photos, videos, etc. And I felt, like, way too mediocre to be where we were, honestly.
I know. I just remember, like, feverishly scribbling in my notebook.
That we couldn't,
like, we couldn't take as many notes as possible.
Yeah, so we're taking all these notes, we're like, we're gonna write all these articles, oh my god. And, like, we get back and you can't read anything because we're writing in the dark. And Kat, like, had us break it up. Like, one person's gonna write quotes, one person's gonna write character development, one person's gonna do this. None of that happened. None of that happened.
That's so funny.
And then after, when we got back to our hotel, we had gotten friendly with Catherine, who at the time was working on another site, and we were like, yeah, come, like, talk movie with us afterwards. But I remember we got to our room, and Kat is literally like, okay, so let's get every good idea out now, before she gets here, so that we don't reveal our good ideas to her, and she can't steal them and take them for the site.
I remember her asking, like, what we thought about a few different things, and us just, like, all changing the subject, because we had really good ideas about those things. We're like, we are not giving that to you.
We're like,
That's so funny.
Fast forward, a few months later, now Catherine works
she
with
She works Kat. With us.
She is the managing editor. No need to hide any secrets. It's fine.
You can tell her everything now.
Yeah. So, Catherine, if you hear ideas. This, I don't know if anybody ever told you that, but that's why we acted we'll really weird. We're sorry.
That's hilarious. I hope she's finding this out now, listening to this.
Well, and then the next day, Amy got to go talk to, like, David Yates and David Heyman.
That was insane. Like, we had one-on-ones with Yates, Heyman, Dan Fogler, and Allison Sudol. And it was just like, I was in a room. Okay, David Yates helped me set up his lighting for the video. Like, no joke. Like, we're, like, walking around this room. It's, like, getting dark out. It's terrible lighting. And he's, like, rearranging the floor lamp.
He's like, I'm a director.
Setting up the camera. And I was just like, oh, my God. What's happening right now?
I simultaneously remember you texting me and be like, oh my god, I just talked to David Yates. And me being like, oh my god, I am so happy for you. I also hate you very much right now.
Yeah, I was It was interesting. And then we're at like a round table with all the other talent. So like,
wasn't J.K. Rowling there?
No.
No, Amy would have fainted. Please. She would not be here right now.
Please. I could barely handle David Yates.
So true.
Now I would have pulled it together. But, oh my gosh. That was so cool.
But yeah, so that's when we saw. That's when we saw the movie. So then
I saw it next. Lumos. And I saw it. That was my first time seeing it, was at the Lumos event. And that's when I met you guys for the first time also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all went out and got pizza before, right down the street.
We did.
Aww.
Me and my friend Brooke we came up from Georgia. We flew from Georgia to New York to go to this. We were so excited. We dressed in, like, 20s clothing, too, because
so cute.
I'm just the biggest theme dresser there ever was. And it was literally, like, the best night, because J.K. Rowling was there, and Eddie Redmayne was there, and then actually all of them were there. They came out and were like, guess what? The whole cast is here. But Eddie Redmayne and J.K. Rowling had, like, before the movie, had this interview about Lumos and about the movie, and I was losing my mind. I'm like, J.K. Rowling is in this room, and I am here, and we are one, and everything is good and pure and right with the world. And, I was crying. Like, it was so much. Oh, and then we watched the movie, and it was so fun, because we're in Carnegie Hall watching this. And everyone in this movie is hype. Everyone was so hype. And everyone was reacting to everything that happened. And the thing is, I was so, focused on J.K. Rowling is here, J.K. Rowling is here, that I wasn't, trying to figure out the movie. So every time something would happen, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Johnny Depp! Or, and he's a squib! What? Everything blew me away. I was just like, no, everything surprised me. And I was freaking out. And I also remember... Right.
Sorry,
yeah.
Do you remember, what was that audience's reaction to Grindelwald's Johnny Depp?
I think we were all, happy.
Is this the one where everyone cheered?
Yes, that was that one.
That was weird, but everybody cheered. I remember that now.
All the audiences had different reactions.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
That theater was hype for everything.
That's
true. J.K. Rowling was there. We were hype. That's all that mattered.
I think I think the first time we saw it, Amy, we had the audience that was like, I think we had the,
We were all just kind of like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Our audience cheered. I remember that. You're right. And then after the movie.
We knew he was in it, but we didn't
know when
he was going to be in that movie.
We
thought it was going to be later.
It wasn't confirmed. I also remember that they kept the secret so well, and it would have been so much, even though Johnny Depp. Problems, but it would have been so much more satisfying if no one knew that Johnny was in the movie, because they released it 2 weeks before, and they could have kept it. They could have kept it a secret.
Yeah.
They were doing so good, and they could have kept it a secret, and then it would have been wait, what? Johnny Depp?
It was leaked, so then they were like, oh, yep.
Small cameo.
That would have been crazy if no one had known anything. That was was supposed to happen, I think, originally.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That was nuts. I also remember it was funny because that was the first time I met Eric was there.
Yes.
And there's a few thousand people in this place. And we were randomly seated. And I was seated right next to Eric in the theater watching the movie. And I was like, wait a minute. I know you. I would come up with that. And then we were speculating about Ariana being an obscurus immediately after the movie ended.
That was us, too. Literally, as soon as we got out of our chairs, we're like, oh my gosh, Ariana.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first thing.
And then Shannon got to see the movie.
Shannon, you got to see it. Shannon, have you seen it yet?
What?
Have you seen this movie?
I've seen it a couple times.
Oh, good.
I want to get something straight, because I said I had only watched it for the second time recently. And some people were giving me flack about this. And it's true, but I've seen it more than twice. I've just only seen it all the way through in one sitting.
Yeah.
No, I have the same thing, because I'll watch it and then I'll be doing things. But I already know what happens, so I'm okay with
it. Yeah, well, and I watched most of it at
someone was like playing it at 221 BCon when I went to that, and so it was like I watched most of it there, but I didn't watch like the whole thing there, like, and I watched like bits and pieces sometimes. So listen, everybody can get off my back. Also, I remember what happened. So what do you, what else do you need from me? I saw it. I saw it in the cheapest theater in Orlando.
You didn't go to Disney Springs,
which is like half an hour away. It was Fashion Square. And I went there with my roommate, and I was wearing my Speak Beastie shirt. The, like, picture of me that I took, like, as soon as I left the theater is on the Speak Beastie site, like, on the About Team Host page, whatever it's called.
Oh, really? That's so cute.
And I think I remember, like, thinking about taking a notepad or something. Like, I need to take notes, but then I was like, nah, I'm not gonna be able to read it. So
yeah, you knew. We did not.
And I was like, I just gotta enjoy it in this moment. Like, if I forget something, I forget it. And I've never forgotten anything, and that's true.
You're like an
so
elephant.
Yeah. And if anyone says otherwise, they're wrong. So, yeah, I just saw, like, a normal person on the day it came out, but it was still fun. It was still, like, a packed theater. And
I went to the midnight, like, the first release of it in theaters with my friends back home,
yeah.
too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you guys are gonna love it. And they're like, shut up, Haley. And I'm like, I know everything. And they're like, stop talking to me. I love doing that with people. I did the same thing with Last Jedi. I saw it first showing, and then I went again with my friends, and I was like, I know everything. And they're like, stop talking to me.
I saw it. You've seen it like four times.
I've seen Last Jedi four times. I'm hardcore. Come after me if you don't like it. I'll fight you.
I mean, I did the same thing to Drew because I saw it, and then Amy and I were like, "Wow, I can't believe we get to see this movie again!" And it still won't like officially be out. And
I know,
then we
right?
We saw Lumos, and then the night that it actually came out. I was like, oh, I think you're really gonna like it. I'm so excited for you to see it. And he was like, literally, why are we here? He was like, you don't need to see it again. And I was like, yeah, I do.
Yes, I do.
He was like,
dude. I love seeing movies in theaters. Yeah, it's so fun. I think I saw Fantastic yeah. Beasts three times in theaters.
I saw it a lot in theaters. It's kind of awful. Oh, I saw it so many times.
Because the problem is, yeah. I would have saw it more, but I was in college at that time and had finals. Because it came out around finals for me.
Yeah.
So I had finals. I had to do cries. But I remember, I bought it the second it went on DVD.
I just remember, like, going to the theater for, like, the fifth time and, like, telling myself it was okay because it was for research.
Yeah.
Same. I think the most Harry Potter, I think I went to Deathly Hallows Part 2 like a good seven times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So many times. And I remember one of the times I went, the theater I went in, a fire went off in the theater in the middle of the movie. And I had to leave the movie and I was so offended. And I was like, I'm watching Harry Potter at Deathly Hallows Part 2 for the fourth time. Oh my gosh, how dare you. If that was the first time, I would have lost my mind. I would have.
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been bad.
I'm sure that was awful. For some people, though. I'm sure some people in that theater, it was their first time.
And I Deathly Hallows Part 2, I saw before everyone else because I was at LeakyCon that year. And we got to see it. This was still when midnight releases were at midnight.
Were you one of the people who got to see it at City Walk and go into the park after?
At City Walk, like the actual that afternoon instead of waiting till midnight. It was so funny because we literally like LeakyCon is like escorting us past the line of people waiting.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I just remember,
like, hey, have fun.
I remember seeing online that the people who saw it at midnight at City Walk got to go into the parks at like 2 a.m. after, and I was so jealous. And that's why I wanted to see Fantastic Beasts at midnight, because I was like, what if they do that again? But they don't really have midnight showings anymore. That kind of sucks.
It's so sad. Yeah.
I know, it's not the same. Like, I'm really glad I got that experience with Lumos for Harry Potter, for Fantastic Beasts, because that was so amazing. Because seeing it in theaters at, like, 6 p.m. the first night was nothing like seeing Deathly Hallows Part 2 at midnight. It was, like, no way on the same level.
Like, take me back to letting me sit in the theater hours ahead of time.
It was so fun.
None of these previews, like, at the time, at midnight. The screen goes dark and the film comes up. Like, when I saw Last Jedi, I had 35 minutes.
30 minutes of trailer. 30 minutes.
Crazy. Yeah.
30 that was crazy. Minutes.
And that's I why I fell asleep okay. during it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm okay with the movies being earlier because I'm an old person now.
Yeah, but I'm also, fine with that.
I know that. I also know that it's easier on the people who work at the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's better
yeah.
for them.
True,
but the thing is, they still yeah. have the midnight showings. Like last night, the first night last night I came out, I saw it at 6 p.m. the first showing at like a fan event, and then I saw it again the same night at 11:30.
I mean, yeah.
but it's like it's spread out better. It's a
I mean, my last Jedi showing was supposed to be 10:45, but by the time the film started, it was really like 11:15.
It was nuts.
I know.
Ugh.
Actually, my first showing, I saw it because it was like a fan preview. I only had like two trailers, but the second time I saw it, I had that 30-minute thing. I was like, why are there so many trailers?
So it's we're fine with not like midnight showings, but can we still have the same respect of a midnight showing with no trailers?
Yeah.
Like, just that
yeah.
one yeah. day, yeah. no trailers. Yeah. Like, obviously, we're here because we mean business. Give us what we want. Right. We will leave. You will make more money, and we'll come back.
It needs to be like it was before, except I don't think I could last until 3 a.m. anymore.
Oh, never. Never. And those are just some of our feelings. Thank you all for listening.
Hello. Welcome to the Grandma Podcast. We have fun.
Movie theater executives, take note.
When I was younger,
had to stand outside the theater for 2 hours.
If I see like another stupid article that's like millennials are killing, and it's like millennials are killing midnight showings, I'm going to be like, listen.
That's damn right we are.
I think this was a good discussion.
I'm a serial corporate killer.
Oh yeah. I want all of us to see this movie together.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Last film. I think that should happen. In our 30s.
I think the last film when we're all almost in my 30s and you guys in your 30s. We should all be able to be front row at the premiere of this movie, and J.K. Rowling should hold it all over our hands.
We should have a stable enough income yes. to be able to do that. We should have yes. enough vacation time to be able to do that.
All of the Speak Beastie hosts in one
place. That's
the
dream.
The dream. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've never done that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Shall we turn back time?
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
That's all we've been doing.
Yes.
Today. In the time turner today, I'm going to talk a little bit about New Year's Eve. I'm pretty sure I've talked a little bit about New Year's Eve. I'm pretty sure I did in, like, our first year. I talked about, like, holidays in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. But I talked about specifically, like, the history of, like, the ball drop in New York. And I'm not going to talk about that today. Because we're not in New York anymore.
That's true.
We've moved on from New York. So New Year's Eve, which is also called Saint Sylvester's Day in some countries, because Saint Sylvester was a saint and he died on December 31st, so that's his feast day. So it just kind of happens to coincide. It's on December 31st, New Year's, obviously. The early Roman calendar was only 10 months, but then Julius Caesar was like, no, it's about me now. So he made it 12 months, which is actually more accurate. So, okay, Julius, but that was the Julian calendar. And he established January 1st as the first day of the new year because of the god of beginnings, Janus. That's what January is named after. Most of the months are named after a god, or July is named after Caesar.
Or him.
Yeah. So it's named after Janus, who is the two-faced god of beginnings. And so the reasoning of that being the new year is the god of beginnings. And one of his faces looks back into the past and one looks forward into the future.
That's cool.
Which I thought was really nice.
How poetic.
Yeah, so that's nice. And so they celebrated Janus on that day. In medieval times, Christian leaders were like, what if instead of it being about Caesar, it was about Jesus? So
sorry.
They changed it at some point to be December 25th. And I think there was like a couple other religious holidays that they were like, what if this was the first of the year? And then Pope Gregory the 13th was like, no, it's January 1st in 1582. And he established what we now use is the Gregorian calendar. Pope Gregory.
Oh,
that's what so the Gregorian calendar is named after.
I didn't know that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Now you know. So France, because, you know, we're going to France. That's where we're all going, guys.
Oh my gosh, we're going. Surprise, get on the plane.
For New Year's. That's where we are right now. France celebrates New Year's Eve.
France, Epcot.
Yeah. Honestly. No, I'm working Magic Kingdom New Year's Eve.
Oh, I am too.
France celebrates New Year's Eve with a feast that I'm not going to try to pronounce, but it's essentially called, like, the Feast of Saint Sylvester, but in French, including foie gras and champagne, and the celebrations last until Epiphany, which is Three Kings Day on January 6th.
Ooh.
Which, honestly, I was reading about this and I was like, sounds kind of like American New Year's Eve, except with a special name for the feast,
but it's,
I guess.
5 days, though.
Yeah. A few countries are like that. They, like, celebrate longer. And then in England,
we're like, ball drop, good night.
Yeah. It's like, okay, bye. It's time to go to sleep. Well, other things it listed, like, oh, people kiss at midnight and make New Year's resolutions. And I was like, yeah, who doesn't?
You're not special.
But in England, Big Ben chimes at midnight, of course. And
but not this year.
Now, no,
he's not. Big Ben's not working anymore.
Oh, that's true.
No, he's like, it's not.
He's taking a nap.
He's under construction.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Okay, yeah, it's going to be silent. How nuts is that?
Well, they'll still launch the fireworks.
I know.
Off the London Eye. You know what they'll probably do? They'll just use the awesome projection technology we use these days and project Big Ben onto Big Ben and play 12 chimes.
Probably.
Have you?
There we go.
Have you guys seen that meme of the little girl on, like, BBC going, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong? Have
they
you
just
seen
play that?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, gosh. Okay, continue.
And then London has a New Year's Day parade on New Year's Day. But as far as I could tell, like, none of the kind of London celebrations happened in the 1920s. It was hard to find, like, how Paris and London celebrated in the 1920s, other than just general, like, they celebrated, because they don't necessarily have things as specific as, like, and then we built a giant glowing ball and dropped it from the sky.
Well, I mean, if it's, like, the Roaring Twenties, I'm sure it was a party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really hard to find stuff, because every time I tried to search, like, England 20s New Year's Eve, it was like, how to throw a 20s New Year's Eve party, and I was like,
no.
I mean, awesome, but that's not what I'm looking for right now. I'm trying to learn history, thank you very much, Google.
Google, I'm on a podcast, do not know this.
But yeah, so I'm excited about the new year and everything that Fantastic Beasts and this podcast is going to bring us.
And hopefully we'll have a trailer by then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a New Year's resolution they'd like to share?
Ooh.
Go back to Disney as much as possible.
Oh my god.
Come back down to Orlando as much as possible. Go
That's my New
World.
Year's resolution.
To the Wizarding World as much as possible.
One of my resolutions is to be less negative at work. I just feel like my coworker and I, like, it's all in good fun, but I feel like we put out a lot of, like, negative energy sometimes because we can easily get frustrated because we deal with clients all day, and clients will just, like, change their mind no matter what you do. So that's, like, a personal resolution, but, like, a goal is for me to move out of my parents' house.
It's cool.
Yeah. Also, eat more cauliflower because cauliflower is delicious.
Definitely eat more fruits and vegetables.
My goal is to make sure I study abroad this summer because I'm planning on it.
Oh.
But I need to get everything finalized.
Where do you want to go?
You London. Should study abroad
London.
In
oh
France,
my God, of course.
I think my resolution is basically just finish what I start.
That's a good
yeah.
one.
I'm one of those people that has a lot of half-written stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Half-finished film projects, and I just need to just actually follow things through.
Agreed.
Yeah, me too. My newest resolution is basically always finish writing this book, and done it.
Definitely. Focus on writing. That's
it. I mean, I do NaNoWriMo every year, but yeah, kind of, I definitely want to like focus on my creativity more.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's, yeah.
You guys are giving me great ideas for New Year's resolutions. I'm going to steal yours.
Okay.
So that's it for this week's episode. This week's podcast question is, what's your New Year's resolution? We'd love to hear, and maybe Haley will steal that one too.
I might.
And on top of that, what do you think Newt's New Year's resolution would be? As
New Year's resolution, I did put it in there.
Hey, yo.
As always, we'd love to hear from you, so drop us an owl on any of our social media outlets or email us at speakbeastie@gmail.com. And also, please leave us a review on iTunes. It's always great to get the word out, and we appreciate any additional feedback we can get.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at speakbeastie and on Facebook at facebook.com/speakbeastie. We're also on Tumblr, speakbeastiepodcast.tumblr.com. And you can also support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/speakbeastie. We really, really appreciate all your support. And you can check out our website at speakbeastie.com and visit our newly launched Newt Case section while you're there.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm Lizzie.
I'm Amy.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Haley. Case closed.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year 2018!
We're here!
It's a beast year!
It's
beast
so magical, beast I love
cheer.
It!
Beast year!
Beast year!
Beast year!
Beast, 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 beast!
Beast, 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 beast